From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A budget for the next fiscal year passed earlier by House Republicans was soundly rejected today by the Democratic-led Senate. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Senate Democrats and some of their GOP colleagues also turned down four other budgets offered by Republicans.
Five Senate Republicans joined every Senate Democrat in voting against the budget drawn up by House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. The other four budgets offered by the GOP were also rejected on a bipartisan basis. Kent Conrad is the Democratic chairman of the Budget Committee.
Every Republican budget cuts taxes for millionaires by at least $150,000 a year. And every Republican budget protects offshore tax havens.
Conrad said no budget was needed because last summer's Budget Control Act has already set spending levels for next year. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
Closing arguments are now set in the trial of former presidential candidate John Edwards. The defense rested its case today, clearing the way for closing arguments in the case scheduled for tomorrow. Two-time presidential contenders facing charges he improperly used campaign contributions to hide his then-pregnant mistress while he ran for president in 2008. Neither Edwards or his former mistress, Rielle Hunter, took the stand. Edwards has pleaded not guilty to six counts of campaign finance violations. If convicted, he could face up to 30 years in prison. A new report is pointing to possible security threats at airports from employees who have not been thoroughly screened before being given access badges. NPR's Craig Windham reports the House Committee on Homeland Security is looking into possible lapses in how the Transportation Security Administration checks applicants for airport jobs.
The acting inspector general of the Homeland Security Department, Charles Edwards, told the panel that an audit by his office found that people who pose a threat to airport security may be able to obtain access badges.
We found that TSA's oversight of the process for screening employees prior to giving them a security badge did not ensure that the employees were fully screened.
Edwards says the audit found one person who has active security badges at three separate airports, even though his job applications listed three different places of birth. The TSA says it's working to implement recommendations made in the Inspector General's report. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Looks like investors hoping to grab a piece of Facebook when the social networking site begins trading on Friday will need to be prepared to shell out a bit more money. In a regulatory filing, Facebook now says it's adding 84 million additional shares to stock it expects to sell. Facebook has also said the price of the shares is now expected to be in the upper area of $34 to $38 a share. Stocks continue their downward trend in what has been a somewhat dismal month for the markets, all three of the major indexes closing lower. The Dow dropped 33 points. The Nasdaq lost 19 points. The S&P 500 was down 5 points. This is NPR. Former strength and conditioning coach Brian McNamee continued his testimony at the trial of former baseball pitcher Roger Clemens. McNamee saying that the first time Clemens asked him for a shot, he did not specifically use the word steroids. Under cross-examination, McNamee said he simply assumed Clemens was referring to steroids when he asked for the shot in 1998 while playing for Toronto. Clemens is accused of lying to Congress when he denied using steroids or human growth hormone. In the Wisconsin recall race involving Governor Scott Walker, a new poll shows Walker with a 6-point lead over Democratic challenger Tom Barrett. Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
The Marquette University poll of 600 likely voters was taken last week after primary elections in the recall contest. The survey shows Republican Governor Walker at 50%, while Democrat and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is at 44%. Pollster Charles Franklin says that's a change from a poll taken just before the primaries.
We've essentially moved from dead even or a slight 1-point Walker advantage to now a 6-point advantage.
But Franklin says Barrett may be able to win over some of the 22% of people who like what Walker has accomplished but don't like Walker's methods. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
U.S. health officials are now lowering the threshold for lead poisoning in children, meaning many more children may wind up being diagnosed with high levels of lead in their blood. Government health experts cited recent research showing children under 6 can be harmed from lead levels below the previous standard. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the change today. High lead levels can be harmful to developing brains, which can mean lower IQs for exposed children. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.